The Gemara Daf Yudbeis Amud Beis mentions Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kotea yad abdu shel chaver nosin shifto urfuaso l'rava." Someone who is chovel the eved k'nayin shel chaver, not his own. The Mishnah in Bava Kama that I asked you to see, that Mishnah talks about a person who is chovel the eved k'nayin shel atzmo. But here, Rabbi Yochanan talks about eved k'nayin shel chaver. So what's the thing? So he says, nosin shifto urfuaso l'rava. You give the sheves and the refuah to the Adam. That's the Chiddush. The Yochanan's Chiddush is that the Sheves goes to the Adam and the Refuah goes to the Adam as well. We know that every Chovel B'Chavero, there are five Chiyuvim. There's Nezek and Tsar and Ripli and Sheves and Boshes. So the fact that Nezek goes to the Adam, that's Dabar Poshet. The rule that Nashakana Ebed Kana Rabo, so obviously that means whenever there's a Chus Mammon that the Ebed gets, so that Mammon is transferred to the Adam. So Nezek is a Chus Mammon, so that Chus Mammon of the Ebed is going to go to the Adam. Tsar is a Chus Mammon, that Chus Mammon is going to go to the Adam. Rabbi Yochanan apparently is saying a Chiddush that Sheves and Ripui somehow you think would not go to the Adam. Right? Nezek and Tsar and Boshes, Poses Yidum points out, Boshes is also Chus Mammon for the Ebed, so of course that's going to transfer to the Adam. But you would think that Sheves and Ripley would not go to the Adam. Why? So that's what Tosis picks up on. The Maso Shifley says, other part of the Shifto Pshita. The Gemara is, like, what does he have to say this? So Yochanan doesn't have to say Sheves. Just like Nezek and Sar and Boshes are going to go to the Adam, so Sheves is also going to go to the Adam. What's the Chiddush? So comes the Gemara and says, the Chiddush is, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yochel Arav Lama Le'Evet HaSemi Ve'eni Zoncha. Right? That's what you would think. If you take the Masi Yadayim, despite the fact that he's not giving mizonos, right? Despite the fact that he's not giving mizonos, also ha'eved nizo min atztaka. What's his nizo min atztaka? If we're talking about hadafah, it should say misparnis min atztaka. Must be that he's not. It's not for hadafah. It's for the basic mizonos. And the chiddush is that that yochel rav lama le'eved asemi ve'eni zoncha. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush of shifto, meaning he argues against Rav. Rav says maskan of Rav is that einu yochel lama. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yochel Lama said, that's the machlokas, that's Taka the Chiddush. It really is the Chiddush of Shifta. But he says, Refuah also the Rabbo too. Rabbi Yochanan says, the Refuah, the Gemara Refuah go to the Adon as well. So what's that Chiddush? So that's where the Gemara fills us in. Right? Refuah also it's Tzrichalei. Refuah also the Dehi, the Bayit Suyebei. What's the Chiddush of Refuah? The Refuah belongs to the Eved, the Bayit Suyebei has to be healed. This is a case where the Eved accepted upon himself the Samach Harifa. Right? He accepted upon, that's what Tosfos says. Right? Tosfos says that if Rabbi Yochanan only meant to say that Yochel Rav Lama Le'Eved HaSemi Ve'eni Zoncha. So why does he say Shifto L'Rabo? He doesn't have to say Shifto. He should have said Yochel Rav Lama Le'Eved HaSemi Ve'eni Zoncha. He should just be no give a shade. The answer is he doesn't want to tell us just that Chiddush. He's telling us also that the Refuah goes to the Adam. He's telling us two Chiddushim. So that's why he doesn't say Yochel Rav Lama. He says that the Sheves and the Refuah go to the Adam. And he comes to be Mashmi'a Dover Achel. Mashmi'a Dinaka Kotei Yad Abdel. Because he's willing to incur the tsar to get the samach harifa, so you would think that the eved acquires that refuah, that extra 2 days. Right? It should have taken 5 days. There's an omed that it should take 5 days to have the refuah. So if the Eved is willing to undergo the tsar, so you would think he's kone those 2 yomim of the mei refuah. Kamashmalan, no. Kamashmalan, it goes to the Adam. Kamashmalan, it goes to the Adam. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us 2 chiddushim, that the Sheves goes to the Adam because Yochel Rav Lama Le'Eved HaSemi Ve'eni Zoncha. And he's also teaching the chiddush that the refuah of the extra 2 days, the first refuah, there's no havamina that should go to the Adam. The refuah of the 3 days, of course, refuah so didehi, the Eved Knaini has to get the refuah. That's not going to go to the Adam. There's no shaila that's not going to go to the Adam. But the extra 2 days, you would think, should go to the Eved also. Extra 2 days that he agrees to undergo the tsar of the Samach Harifa, so maybe that extra 2 days should also go to the Eved. Kamashla, no, that extra 2 days goes to the Adam. I count the words of the Gemara. So we were bothered yesterday What's this havamina? But you would think that the refuah goes to Eved, refuah also didehi. That should go to the Eved. I don't understand. Refuah is also a chi of damim. It's a schus mamon for the Eved. It's if mashakana Eved kana rabo is mezake the chi of nezek and the chi of tzai and the chi of boshes. If all that goes to the adon, right? Any schus mamon of the Eved goes to the adon. So refuah is also a schus mamon. So that should also go to the adon. So what's this havamina refuah also didehi? I would think that the Eved should get refuah. And in fact, he does. Lemaisa, the first 3 days go to the Eved. We don't say Mashakana Eved Kana Rabo for the first 3 days. The Eved Taka gets it, but why? It's a chus moment for the Eved, so any chus moment for the Eved should automatically transfer to the Adam. So what's the Gemara saying? So we mentioned last time, Rabbi Chana Wasserman and Kovitz Biurim wants to suggest that from here you see that the Chi of Ripu is not a Chi of Mama. It's not like Nezek. Nezek is a Chi of Mama, Mashakana Eved Kana Rabo is Mizaka Nezek to the Adam. It's a Chi of Mama. A schus mamon that the Eved has, any schus mamon of the Eved is going to go to the other. But the chi of Ripa is not a chi of mamon. It's not a schus mamon. It's a chi of hashav. It's a chi of restoration. A chi of to be merape, to restore the Eved, to restore the nechbal to his health, to his previous health. So if it's a chi of Ripa, not a chi of mamon, so mashakan Eved kana rabo is not going to apply. It's not a chi of mamon. The only time that we transfer the chiyuv from Eved, the schus of the Eved to the Adon, as if it's a schus mamon. If the chiyuv ripi is not a schus mamon, obviously it's not going to transfer to the Adon. What's more, because it's not a chiyuv mamon, there's no schus mamon by the Eved, so we pointed out that if the nechbal dies, right, the chiyuv ripi is not a chiyuv mamon, so if the nechbal dies, then the Yorshin can't collect anything. Because the whole chiyuv is simply to restore the nechbal to his health. Once he's dead, so we can't restore him to his health. So that's it. The chiyuv is paka. The whole schus just disintegrates, right? It evaporates into thin air, and there's no chiyuv to pay the yorshin. That's a big chiddush, right? Rabbi Chanan's chiddush assumes that if meis hanechbal, there's no chiyuv to pay the yorshin. In fact, he makes this point in Kovet Shiurim, not in the Kovet Biyom Deved, in Kovet Shiurim, in Ksubis, in Os Reish Yud Ches, he says that because the chiyuv of ripu is not a chiyuv mamon, it's not going to transfer to the yorshin. Once the nechbal dies, then the chiyuv falls away. The Sefer Devar Shmuel on Gittin. Sefer Devar Shmuel is actually a very famous Sefer on Psachim. It's one of the classical Sefer on Psachim. But he also wrote a Sefer on Gittin, Sefer on Kiddushin. It's also a very good Sefer, but the one on Psachim is like so classical. Because there aren't too many Sfarim on Psachim. So like you can't move without a Devar Shmuel on Psachim. I mean, I guess some people can move without a Devar Shmuel on Psachim. But like, I mean, it's like a classical Sefer on Psachim. I'm just mentioning because Pesach is coming up, so. Like it's one of these farm that when you open up a psalm, you like pull the Dvar Shmuel off the shelf, if you own it. So he quotes a Chacham Echad. It says, you know, it could be even that the Chiyuv of Ripui is not just, you know, a Chiyuv Hashavah. It's not just that it's not a Chiyuv Mamon, but it might not even be a Chiyuv towards the Nechbal Bechla. Meaning it's not a Chiyuv to give the May Ripui to the Nechbal. It could be that the Chiyuv of Ripui is really to pay the doctor, directly. Now certainly in that case, the Schus is not going to transfer to the Adam. If there's no Chiyuv to give any money to the Eved, so then obviously that's not going to transfer to the Adam. So he goes so far as to say that the Chiyuv Ripui is really a Chiyuv Hashava to restore the Nechbal to his health. There might not even be a Chiyuv to pay the Nechbal himself. The Iker Chiyuv might just be to pay the Rofim, to pay the Rofe, pay the doctor bills. So if to pay the doctor bills, the Mashakana, Eved Kana Rabo is not going to extend that Chiyuv to the other. There's no Chiyuv to pay the Nechbal Bechlal, so there's no moment to transfer to the other. Now this is not such a strange notion. The truth is, Rishonim say this. Who says this?
Rashi.
I heard another Rishon coming out of my... The Ramban, right? They sound... Rashi and Ramban. Yeah, both of them, actually. Right, both Rashi and the Ramban. The Ramban and Chumash. I thought I heard two things. So sometimes it's a little complicated when you hear an echo. But the echo is not the same. What does Ramban say? Ramban in Parashas Mishpatim. It says on page 2. Right, in packet 26. Ramban says, V'omar rak shifto yitein v'rapo yirape v'lo omar shifto urfuoso yitein. Why does the pasuk say v'rapo yirape? It should say you should give shifto refuasa. Lahagid sheitin aschar el harofim v'irapu oso. V'layuchal litvoa sheitin lo haschar v'hu yase bo dvar macherim, rak irapi bo al kopon. The Torah doesn't say to give the Shevis and the Refuah to the Nechbal. It says, Rapo Yerape, that the doctor will heal him. So the Ramban says, the Chiyav is to give the Schar to the Rofin. Now, what he really means to say is that you can't, that the Nechbal can't demand the money and then say, I want to use it for a different purpose. Well, that's the Gemara, but the Kama says, right? But the way the Ramban formulates it, it sounds like the real Chiyav is to pay the doctor. The real Chiyav is to pay the doctor. There's no Chiyav to pay money to the Nechbal Bechlal. And that's really what Rashi says on our sugya, right? What is he saying? Where's the Rashi? Where's the Rashi? Who?
Rashi the Amdua, second last line.
The Amdua l'cham shiyami lita in the rofe ischar chameshes hayami. How about refuah? So let's go to the Rashi earlier. L'kamei parach haboy lemeisva lerofe. Kamei parach haboy lemeisva lerofe. You got to give the demei refuah to the rofe. Got to give the demei refuah to the rofe. Rashi seems to be saying there's a chiyuv to give it to the rofe. So Mashakona Eved Kona Rabo is not gonna be mezaka the money to the adon. This goes chus mama to the nachbal anyway. You got to pay it to the rofe. Refuaso didehu. It's a chiyuv to pay the doctor bill to the rofe. So why would the adon be zocha in that? This is an extension. Right? Rabbi Chana wanted to say that all you see from the Gemara is that there's no chus mamon for the nachbal. This Chacham Echa wants to say, maybe it's even more than that. It's not just that there's a chiyav hashava that you have to pay the money for the hashava. That the key is that you're paying the mei refuah. You're not really paying money. It's more than that. It's that you're not really chayav to pay the nechbal b'chalal. You're chayav to pay the rofim who then will restore the nechbal to his previous state. So therefore, you can't say that chiyav is going to transfer to the adam because there is no chiyav amad b'chalal. There's no chiyav klapi the nechbal b'chlal. The chiyav is to pay the rofim. It's a chiyav to pay the rofim. That's not going to transfer to the adam. This is one way to understand the Gemara. I can answer the kasha. Yes,
if the chiyav is not, according to Rav Chanan, if the chiyav is not what the Dvar Shmuel is saying, that it's chiyav to pay the rofim, doesn't that mean that
the it's not the chiyav to pay the rofe, it's a chiyav to restore the nechbal, to pay the nechbal money to restore him to his previous health.
Doesn't that mean that we are giving the nechbal money, giving the eved money that he's been acquiring it? We don't look at that as a chus mamon
because the nechbal can just demand that I want to be healthy. He can't demand money. It happens to be the way to get healthy is to get the money so that you can pay the doctor. But in formulating the chiyav is not a chiyav of mammon, it's a chiyav to get healthy. So you would say, what's the difference? It's semantics. I'll tell you what the difference is. Let's say the nechbal dies. If the nechbal dies, his yarshim have no tviyah. Now, if it's a schus mammon, then the yarshim have a tviyah. If it's a schus to be healed, so then only he has that schus to be healed. The way that you get healed, the tnai, right? The derech to get healed is to get the money to pay the doctor. But it's not really a schus mammon. So if it's not a schus mammon, it's not going to transfer to the other. Yes. Yes.
So according to Rav Chanan, then you would be able to kind of put the person doing the injury would be able to do like fulfill his chiyuv by paying the doctors directly.
Correct.
That'd be another option.
Sure.
He also could just give the money to the
right.
The
right. Even if we don't look at it like the Ramban, it's not a chiyuv to pay the rofin. But by the same token, he doesn't have to pay the nechbal. He can say, I'll pay the rofin. Pay the rofe and he'll heal you. I mean, the nechbal could choose which rofe he wants, but the chovel could say, I don't want to pay you anything. I'll pay the doctor and he'll heal you. All right? That means that the refuah is something that is focused on the eved. The idea of the refuah is to restore the eved. Refuah so didehu. The refuah is all about restoring the day, the evids guf. It's It's not a schus mamon. If also didei, he means it's not a schus mamon. It's about the guf ha'eved. It's about the guf ha'eved, restoring the guf ha'eved. Since restoring the guf ha'eved, that schus is not going to transfer to the adam. Yes.
Why would anyone get to keep any leftovers in any situation based upon this explanation?
That's the next kasha. So the kasha is amduru. Right, this kasha was sort of left with yesterday. The Gemara says so. So refuasu didehi the eved should get it. It shouldn't transfer back to the adam. So what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? Right, refuasu the rabba. How is it refuasu the rabba? Refuasu didehi. The Gemara says no. Amdu l'cham shiyomi, and then the eved agreed to do the samach harifa. So you'd think that he's zochen it since he. He agrees to go through with the tzar, so he's zocheh in the extra money. Kamashmalano, and the adam gets the last 2 days. So if we assume that the chiyuv of ripui is a chiyuv to restore the eved to his former health, to restore the nechba to his former health, so if he does the samach harifa and now he becomes healthy again in 3 days, so why is there a chiyuv to pay anything for 2 days? Right, that's your kasha, right? Why is there a chiyuv to pay anything for 2 days? Right. Once he's restored to his health, so then there's no longer a chiyuv. If there's a chiyuv mamon, so then I understand. Amdu l'cham shiyomi. So there was a chiyuv mamon generated. So now we can talk about who gets what. But if the chiyuv is not really chiyuv mamon, the mamon is just a hechet kimtza to get the health, right? To get the brius again, to restore the health. The mamon is a way to pay the doctor to restore the health. So then, once the health of the nefbal is restored, so what's the chiyuv? To pay bechlal. Why should the adam get those 2 days? Why should anyone get those 2 days? Why should the eved get the 2 days either? Right? Okay, so maybe we should tell him, don't go through with the tzar. Don't do the samach harifa, because there's no point. You're not gonna get the money anyway. But like, what's the Gemara talking about? That if he gets healed in less time, then there is some kind of a chi of mama. The question is, who gets it? Does the eved get it? Does the adam get it? Right? Is it like shar z'chus maman, or is it not shar z'chus maman? But ultimately, why does the chiyuv exist b'chalal? And the truth is, it's not just a kasha on our Gemara, it's a kasha on the Gemara in Bava Kama. It talks about ripui. Right? Omed is not just true in a strange... This is a strange case. They did the omed for 5 days, and then he did something to make himself get better and less. But how about a regular case? A regular case. How do we know how much to pay? So the Gemara in Bava Kama says that we make an omed by a regular chavalotu. Right? The Gemara... And that's Sadi Alef and Alef and Bava Kama. Mara says the Amar Rava Haiman Damdu Lekula Yoma, the Itpach Lepalga Diyoma VeKaoved Avidita Yavina Le Dekula Yoma Min Shmaya Hu Derachami Ale. Rava says, let's say they made an omed for a certain number of days. Let's say he needed 5 days. What do you know? Let's say the refuah, the normal refuah is 5 days. And he becomes better, not that he did a samach harifa, just tam, he becomes better, itpach lepalga diyoma. He became better in half the time. It took him only 3 days. That took him only 3 days. By itself, he didn't do anything even. Right? And he's able to work. Zot Rava, we give him for the full time. It was an omer that he should need 5 days. The standard, most people would need 5 days from this kind of injury. Right? The guy breaks his leg. Right? He breaks his leg. Takes a bat and he breaks his leg. I rush him. Right? So most people need 6 weeks, right? 6 weeks in the cast, right? And I don't know, he feels better. Goes to the doctor. The doctor takes off the cast after 3 weeks, and what do you know? He's better. Right? And somehow that means that he doesn't have to pay as much money. I mean, if it's the same cast, like what's okay, it's a bad case. Right? Let's say the doctor tells him that he needs medicine. He needs to take medicine for 5 weeks. 6 weeks, right? And then turns out he doesn't need the medicine for the full time. So comes Rav and says, he still gets the money for the full time. The omid was for the full time. The omid was for the 5 or 6 weeks. He gets the money for the full omid. Stach a pella. If the whole chi of ripui is the chi of hashava to restore him to his health, so once his health is restored, so then the chi of falls away. So why should he get anything? Why should he get anything? Mitshmayahu derachami alei. What? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a good investment, right? It was good. You know, he got sick, and now he made some money on it. Made some money on the deal. Sounds like 2023, right? Right? I'm gonna make some money on this deal, right? You don't get into a car accident, and then you sue the other guy, and you make $1 million, right? You get into like a fender bender, and somehow, right? You're gonna... Don't do it. Right? So here, that's not what happened, right? He thought he needed the money, so they made an omer, and then, you know, he doesn't need everything. So why does omer mean that he gets the money? The whole chiyuv is just to restore the health. What you have to say, according to this pshat, is that omer changes everything. That omer creates a chiyuv money. If there is no omer, so then there is no chiyuv mamad. Then it's just a chiyuv ripui, a chiyuv l'rapi, a chiyuv hashava to restore the health of the nechba. But once there is an omed, then it turns into a chiyuv mamad. That's what you have to say. And if it turns into a chiyuv mamad, then there is a schus. So that's why in the Gemara in Bava Kama, if they do an omed, there really is a chiyuv mamad. There really is a chiyuv mamad, a schus mamad for the 5 days. And then if he gets healthy in less time, then he can be zoch in that money. Then it is shayak to him. And by the same token, in our Gemara, if they do an omer for 5 days, and then the Eved incurs the tsar, and they do the Sama Harifa, and he's able to be healed in 3 days, then there is a zchus mamon. The question is, who gets that? Right? The Havamin is the Eved should get it, Kamashman, the Odom gets it, but there is a zchus mamon, because once they did the omer, so the zchus mamon is created. That's what you have to say, that whenever there's an omer, so then there's mamash achiyav mamon. So this is what the Birkas Avram in Bava Kama points out from the Rambam. That he says, from the Rambam it's muchach like this. What kind of a halacha is this that omer changes everything? So if you look in the Rambam, he explains it. Rambam, Hilchos Chov Lamazik, in Perek Beis Halacha Yudalid, Rambam says like this, Keitza Mesharin Haripui, Omgen Kamayonim Yichye Zeh Mecholi Zeh, Vekamu Tzarek, Venosim Lamiyat. The Rambam says, how do we estimate ripui? How do we do it? How do we pay the ripui? So he says, we have to do an omer, we have to do an estimation. The ein mechayven osolita in dvayom biyomo, we don't force the chovel to give dvayom biyomo. What, every day he has to pay for the medicine? No, we do an omer metchila. We do an omer metchila, and that's all that he has to pay. That's all that he has to pay. We don't say he has to keep on paying. We do an estimation. Zokter Rambam v'dover zeh takana hi lamazik. This is a takana for the mazik, a takana for the chovel, because you would imagine that the chovel should have to pay every day. If the nechbal needs it, the chovel should have to continue paying. Kamashmal in the Rambam, he does have to continue paying. We do an omed, and that's all he has to pay. So if he needs more, he doesn't have to get more. The omed is the amount that he has to pay, and that's a takana for the chovel. It sounds like it's a din derabbanan. Min haTorah, really, he should be chayav to pay until the nechbal is restored to his former health. The Chacham said that's not fair, so the Chacham made a takana that we do an omed, we estimate how much ripui he needs, and that's all that the chovel has to pay. Oh, but once we do an omed, then it becomes a chayav moment. So this is done for the takana of the chovel, but it turns out that it can be to his detriment also. Because once the chachamim create a chiyav mamon, so then if the nechbal is going to be healed in less time, then he'll have to pay the full amount, because that's a chiyav mamon already. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam b'pshuta would work out very well with what we're saying till now. Rebbe Chana wanted to suggest that the chiyav ripui is not a zchus mamon b'chlal. Right? The Rambam would say, taka isn't. It's a takana derabbanan in the case of omed, that it turns into a chiyav mamon, even if metchila, it's not a zchus mamon at all. Okay, this is one approach to the Gemara. Daniel.
So when you said that in our Gemara Gittin is also a zchus mamon, and that explained why he's the chayav. But if it was zchus mamon, then what's the hat mean again that it would go to the eved? And if it's zchus mamon, then
because you would think that the Eved is the one who incurred this extra zchus mamon with the tsar. So because he's the one who incurred the tsar, so you would imagine that he should get it. Right? There is a chiyuv. Again, there's an omed. So if there's an omed, so you would imagine. Again, if there's an omed. Well, there still is a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv in Atara of ripui, right? The ripui is to restore him, right? So you would think that if the eved now turns, he's the one who transformed the chiyuv of ripui, chiyuv hashava, into a chiyuv mamon. So if he's the one who transformed it, so maybe it should go to him. Maybe it should go to him. He's the one who changed the nature of the chiyuv itself. It's not just a regular zchus mamon. He's the one who changed the nature of the chiyuv. So if he's the one who changed the nature of the chiyuv, maybe Taka should go to him. Kamash Malan, as Rashi explains, no, it's like every other shvach moment of the Eved. So it's like every other shvach moment of the Eved that goes to the other. Okay, you would think here it's different. It's not just a shvach moment. He's the one who changed the whole nature of the chiyuv. So maybe then it should go to him. Kamash Malan, no, it's like every other shvach moment. The time.
We're saying even before the extra that it goes from a chiyuv ripoy to zchus mamon, then even mitchila there should be no money given to the doctor; it should be given to the other. I mean, if it's changed to zchus mamon, why would we even give it to the doctor in the first place?
No, but the Torah, the chachamim are not going to do away with the chiyuv of the Torah. The Torah says that there's a chiyuv hashava, right? What the omer is a takana for the chova. The omer is a takana for the chovel. But the takana for the chovel is not going to come at the detriment to the nechba that he's not going to get healed. Right? It can't come at the detriment to the nechba. Right? So if you're going to say that once it turns into a zchus mamon, so then the adam should get everything. So then you're going to do away with the whole... You're going to do away with the ripu. You're doing away with the purpose of the Torah. So that far we're not going to go. But in a case in which... then there's less time needed, so then we can talk about the Takana Derabbanan. Takana Derabbanan is not going to do away with the Chiyuv Daraisa, because then it'll turn out that the Chachamim, for the benefit of the Chovel, they're going to totally do away with the Ripui of the Nerpo. The Eved Kanani is not going to get healed. Eved Kanani is not going to get healed. That seems too much. Seems like too much. Ready?
Do we care that in the Gemara it said that it was Minash Mayan that he got faster, but in our Gemara it was through medicine. Does that still make a difference in terms of the payment?
Why should it make a difference? Once there's a takana for the chovel, so we have an omer. An omer is a chi of mammon. So if there is a chi of mammon, so then he's chayav to pay. He's chayav to pay that amount. So he's chayav to pay that amount, not more. But that's the chiyuv. That's the defined chiyuv. So even if it'll turn out that he doesn't have to pay as much for whatever reason, but he shouldn't have had to pay that much. But the omid makes him pay that much. It'll turn out to be a chumra nekula. But that's because we want to make a takana for the purpose of the chovel. So we put on him a chiyuv mamon. Once there's a chiyuv mamon there, it doesn't matter why that chiyuv mamon fell away. Right? He still should be chayav to pay the full amount. Yehuda.
Is it possible to suggest that Rashi's havamin is that the money is going to the doctor and staying by the doctor rather than going to the Eved?
Rashi's havamin in what?
Dam du alacham shiyamin?
Yeah.
When he says to give the rofe.
Right.
And then it says, Tsara didei, I would have thought to say, Tsara lo zachi le rachmana, kamash mulan, that he's zocha and therefore goes to the Adam.
Sagadat, Ramina Tsara lo zachi le rachmana. Meaning the Torah was not mezake the tsar, this extra tsar, the domim that he's going to get, and now he has the 2 days of refuah because he incurred tsar. The Torah was not mezake that to the Adam, not to the Rofe. So not mezake to the Adam.
Right.
Kamash Malan, it's a shevach of the Eved, it was kashar v'chamora. That is what we're saying. I'm not sure what your point is.
I mean, the havamina was that those last two days would stay by the
Rofe. I don't think anyone would say that. That's mamash. It's, you know, I knew medicine could be a lucrative profession, but that lucrative, you can get money even if you don't heal anyone. Why should that be true? Right? It's not the Rofe should only get the money if he did something, right? If the Eved was the one who caused himself to get healed early, so why should the Rofe get to keep the money? If anything, the Chovel should get to keep the money. The Rofe gets to keep the money.
Down to at the beginning, they already gave him the money.
Does that mean they gave the money to the Rofe? they were omei that he has to give 5 days to the Rofe. From the stomach, he's only going to pay the Rofe for each day after he's healed, after the day is completed. Right? I wouldn't pay a doctor up front. I mean, I trust doctors, but you know, there's a limit. Right? You don't pay the doctor before it's done.
The Rambam said you don't pay every day.
The Rambam says that you don't pay. No, the Rambam says that we're not going to be mechayev him to pay for every day that you need the refuah. We're going to do an omed, which means that we're going to put a cap on it. Right? The doctor is only paid for 5 days. But I'm not going to pay him before he's done anything. Right? I'm going to pay him today for today and tomorrow for tomorrow. You're going to pay him up front? Really? I mean, the rofe is paid up front, and even if the refuah is not necessary for more than 3 days, the rofe gets to keep the money? That's mamash a racket. That's a racket. Okay, final question. Yes, Tuvia?
When the Rambam says takana, is that is he talking about the way that the chovel can, I guess, fix what he's done, or is he talking about like a takana?
It's a takana for the chovel, that the chovel shouldn't have to pay more than the amount of the owner.
So it's like a din derabanan.
It's exactly a din derabanan. That's what a takana derabanan is, right? It's a din derabanan that he doesn't have to pay more. This is one approach to this sugya. The Sefer Birkas Avraham wants to suggest that maybe Rabbi Chanan Wasserman's pshat is not mukach in the Gemara. You don't have to say like him. Right? Rabbi Chanan again wanted to say that from Agamar it's mukach, that the chiyav of ripui is not as close to mamon at all. Dr. Birkas Avraham, you don't have to say that. You could say that really there is a schus mamon for the nechba. And nevertheless, the din that Mashakana Evet Kana Rabbo is not going to apply in this case. Why not? Because this is a schus mamon that's earmarked for refuah. It's designated for a certain purpose. And if it's designated for a certain purpose, then the adam is not going to have a schus in that mamon. Mashalakach, he quotes the Ktos HaChoshen. Right? The Ktos HaChoshen and Simon Reish Mem Tes, a cotton olive. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara, not just in the Tos, but the discussion in the Gemara. What happens if someone, a third party, gives money to an Eved? Amanasha ein l'rabo reshuspa. He wants to give money to the Eved, so he knows if he gives money to the Eved, he's going to go to the Adon. So he says, I'm giving you money only on condition that the Adon doesn't get it. Does Machlokas in the Gemara, does the din, the Mashakana Eved, Kana Rabo apply in such a case? Right? Since he says, I'm giving it to you on condition, if the Adam doesn't get it, so maybe we'll say that the Eved gets to keep it and it doesn't go to the Adam. That's a shaila in the Gemara. But Zabdik Tos HaChoshen B'Shem the Prisha, but if the person says, I'm giving it to you, not on condition that your Adam doesn't have a right to it, I'm giving it to you to use for a particular purpose, then says the Prisha, Mashakana Eved, Kana Rabo definitely does not apply. This is the lashon of the Ktos and Siman Reish Mem Tes of Katnal. Dim Nosim Atan LeEved Amanasha and the Rabbi Rishus Bo Lo Mahani. Ela Dim Omer LeEved Amanasha Tasibu Dover Meyuchah. He tells the Eved, I'm giving it to you not on condition that the Adon doesn't have a right to it. I'm giving it to you on condition that you use it for a particular purpose. So then Kasa Beprisha Kai Gavna Mahani V'Lo Zocha Ha Adon. So then Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbo is not going to apply. Then the Adon Haka doesn't get it because he earmarked it. He designated it for a particular purpose. That's not like just a tonight that he says, I'm giving it to you, but I don't want the Adon to use it. That's not enough. Once the Eved gets the money, so then it goes to the Adon. But if he gives the money for a purpose, so then the Eved never got the money. It has to be used for that purpose. The Eved never was Zocha in the money. So the Adon is not going to be Zocha from the Eved. The Adon is not going to be Zocha from the Eved. So he quotes the Tazin Yeredeya, his master going to preach. He says, I don't understand what this is. Well, what's the preacher talking about? Dr. Ktsos, I think the Taz missed the Rambam. Taz is entitled. So I think he missed the Rambam. Rambam Menilcha Zechia, Paragimel, Halacha, Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, Nosam Atona Le'isha Menashe En Labayla Rishusba. Isha and Eved are similar for this Halacha, right? So Nosam Atona Le'isha Menashe En Labayla Rishusba, Levet Amashe En Labayla Rishusba, Kona Ha'odom V'Kona Ha'bal. Right, he's assuming the Rambam paskens like that daya that even if you give a manasha ain levayla reshusba, manasha ain the adam reshusba. So mashakana eved kana rabo, mashakonse isha kana baila. Right, it doesn't short circuit the process. Aval hanosim atana leisha ola eved v'hisnei moin hanosim beguva shel atana shetia lekach v'kach. Dr. Rambam, but if the nosim stipulates that he wants the payment to be for a certain purpose. Lokona ha'odam, lokona ha'baal. Then the Adam and the Baal are not going to be Zocher. Zokta Birkas Avraham, that's the answer to our question. We asked, how can it be Rifu'as Udidehi? Right? How can it be Rifu'as Udidehi? Shouldn't Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbo tell me that this Chus Mamon of the Eved goes to the Adam? So he said, no, maybe it's not as Chus Mamon. Maybe it's a... It's a chiyuv to pay schar to the rofim, or even if you won't go so far, it's a chiyuv to pay to the rofim. But it's a chiyuv hashava to bring back the eved to his state of health. So if it's not a schus moment, obviously it's not going to go to the adam. So after birkas avram, no. But according to the ktos and the Rambam, What you could say is maybe really it is a schus mamon. So why doesn't it go back to the Adam? Because this is a schus mamon that's designated for a purpose. It's mamon that he's getting for refuah, with sorath the refuah. So that's not going to go to the Adam, right? Mashakana eved kana rabba only applies to a schus mamon that is not designated. So if it's not designated, maybe even if the no saint stipulates that he doesn't want it to go to the Adam, it'll still go to the Adam. But here, if this is a schus mamon that's earmarked for a purpose, if it's earmarked for the refuah, so maybe that schus mamon doesn't go to the Adam. Because it can only be used for the refuah of the Eved. It's not going to go. It's not going to go to the Adam at all. It's not going to go to the Adam at all. And maybe that's what the Gemara means. Refuah so didehi. The refuah is for the Eved. Not that it's not a schus mamon. It is a schus mamon, but it's a schus mamon that's earmarked for the Eved. So if it's earmarked for the refuah of the Eved, then it's not shayach that schus is going to transfer to the Eved. Yes.
Then if the Eved is already healed, so then it's earmarked for the refuah.
We're going to get to the Omid in a second. Take it slow. This could be meduyak in a different Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara Bava Kamma Daf Pei Hei talks about the possibility that maybe the Nechba will say, I want to heal myself. I want to do it myself. I'm a doctor. I went to medical school. I can heal myself. I'll take the money. I'll take the money and run. Well, I'll take the money and heal myself, right? What does he say? The E Omar Lehech, and if the Nechba says, Havli, Lididi, Vanamasina, Nafsha, yeah, you give me the money. Walk it over. You give me the money and I'll do it myself. He says, no, you're going to be posheya and you'll take from me too much. The Amalei Kotzli make it, and if he says, no, I'm not going to take too much, make an omed, tell me exactly how much it costs. Amalei Koshke, the Pashat Benavshach, the Karoli Sharamazi. He says, no, if you take a certain amount from me, then certainly you'll just run away with the money, and they'll call me a sharamazik, they'll call me a chovel. It sounds like the chovel has a zchus to earmark the money for refuah, because he doesn't want to be called a chovel, he doesn't want to be called a rasha, sharamazik. What does that mean? It means that the chovel has a zchus to say, I want to pay the money, dafka, for the refuah, and that's it. Right? He has a zchus to earmark the money. That's the nature of the chiyuv. Nature of the chiv is not just to pay money. If it was just to pay money, so then he could make an omed, right? If Desden makes an omed, so then he's chayav to pay whatever he's chayav to pay. No, he could say, I don't want you to do the refuah yourself. I want to pay the doctor because I don't trust you. I don't trust you. And if we're not going to earmark it for the refuah, you'll use it for a different purpose. The nature of the chiv is that he there might be a schus mamin that the nechbal has. The nechbal can be toveya money. But the chovel can say, I want to earmark the money. I don't want to just pay you money. I want to earmark it dafka for the refuah. I want to earmark it dafka for the refuah. And that's why the Nechbal can't just take the money. The Nechbal has to use it for the refuah. The chovel only gives it to him for the refuah. So to drink a savram, by the same token, it could be the din mashakana eved kana rambo is not going to apply. Because you can't demand that the Eved give the money to the Adon, any Nesinas Mammon, any Matana of Mammon to the Eved that's earmarked for a certain purpose has to go for that purpose, because the money is only given for that purpose. It's not that the Eved has a Schus Mammon, it's a Schus Mammon for a certain purpose. So that's the only thing that the Eved can use it for. You can't give that to the Adon. The only time that will give a Schus Mammon of the Eved to the Adon is if it's Tam Schus Mammon, money Ba'alma. If it's just a monetary Schus, so that monetary Schus transfers to the Adon. But if it's earmarked, so then we're not gonna transfer that back to the other. This could be what the Ritva has in mind in our sugya. The Ritva and the Chedushim Iksav Yad. That's the real Ritva, right? Rabbi Nukreskis is the old Ritva. Our Ritva in the Kovis and Farsha might be Rabbi Nukreskis. But the Chedushim Iksav Yad, right, in the two volume Ritva, also the Rav Kook Ritva. So in the Chedushim Iksav Yad, they think this is the Ritva, the real Ritva. So page 3 in the packet, he says Pshat in the Sugya. What's the Pshat that the Ritva says? Rakshinan Rifuaso Didehi Divoy Yitzuyeh Perish V'hochal O'shar Atam D'yochal Rav I don't think he meant that. Right? I think what he really means is, no? Isn't that what he means? When the Torah gave us chus of ripui for the nechbal, Torah gave us chus of ripui to the nechbal, gave us chus leitzuyeba for the refuah. The chsiv rapo yirape. Vilaboy leitzuyeba lo yoyev lemidi. And if he's not going to use it for the refuah, then the Torah didn't give him anything. What's the refuah saying? Refuah asu didehi. Refuah asu didehi. How can the odon get the demei refuah? How can the other get the demei refuah? Refuah asu didehi. What does that mean? Zokti refuah. Ki zochi leirachmana. The Torah is mezaka the eved. What's the term mezaka the eved? What's the Torah mezaka the eved? When the Torah is mezaka the eved with mumming, that's what it sounds like he's saying. You would think that Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbo would apply even in this case. Kamash Vala, no. When the Torah was Mizake, the Eved with something, with X, it was Mizake him Le'itzuyebe, only for the Tzorech of the Refuah. Well, what's the Ritva saying? The Torah was Mizake moment to the Eved. So you would think if the Torah is Mizake the moment to the Eved, then the Adon should get it. Kamash Vala, no. The Torah was only Mizake the moment to the Eved on condition that it's used for the Refuah. That's why it doesn't go back to the other. Mamish, what the Birkas Avraham is saying. Right? That's mamish what the Birkas Avraham is saying. The Torah Taka was Mezakeh Mamon to Eved. So you would think Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbo should apply that Chus Mamon to the other. Kamashul, no! It's earmarked. It's designated for a very specific purpose. And if it's designated for that purpose, then that Chus Mamon is not going to go back to the other. Not going to go back to the other. Yes.
When the Chovel makes this Tanai,
the Chovel makes the Torah makes the Tanai, but okay, yeah. The Torah is saying that the Chi of Ripui is a Schus Mamon of the Nechbal, but it's earmarked for a purpose. It's not Stam a Schus Mamon. He has to use it for the Rifu.
Right, so in the case where someone is giving the Eved a gift,
okay,
and it makes it Tanai, that it's meant to be used for a certain purpose. Isn't that going against like the concept, the Raisa concept that Mashakana Eved Kana Rabba?
No, that the Raisa concept only applies to Mamon Ba'al. It doesn't apply to Mamon that's earmarked for a purpose. Only what the Eved is Kona, a money that the Eved is Kona, goes to the other. Here, the money, the Eved was going to Kona this money. The money has to be used for a purpose. If the person gives the Eved money, he says, I want you to buy a bookcase. I want you to build a bookcase so you can put all of your Sfarim, right? You can put your Gittin Sfarim there, right? So he says, I want you to buy a bookcase. The Eved never got the money. The Eved is like a shomer on the money to build the bookcase or to buy the bookcase. He never got the money, so that money is not going to go to the Eved because it was never given to him. It was never given to the Eved Mechil.
So Eved's not actually being Mizaka.
He's not being Zoche in the money. So he's not being Zoche in the money because it's earmarked, so that money is not going to go to the Eved. All right.
It's a principle, but I still don't fully understand how that could work with the Rapui Rapay, because even if the whatever estimation they make for whatever reason is
we haven't gotten to estimations yet. I'm going to get to estimations.
That the amida that they make was, you know, the takana that they make the estimation. You can't go beyond the estimation. But the
omer is letzorach refua.
Right, but if it's not enough. It needs more bills, whatever, to pay off this refuah. Torah says, Rapu, you're up, hey, you have to heal him. So when you have to give more than whatever the set amount is.
Maybe the answer would be that if they make the omer based on the standard, so then whatever happens, Minashamayim, they made that happen. So that could be to the advantage of the Chovel, could be to the disadvantage of the Chovel. Right? But I'm going to get to that in a moment. Omer is a very important thing. According to this approach in the Chi of Ripui, what should come out if the Nechbal dies before he's healed? What do you think? Does any money go to the Yorshim or not?
Sure.
It's Mammon. It's Mammon, exactly. It's Mammon. Before we were saying it's not Mammon. It's not Mammon Bechlal. It's a Chi of Ashava to restore the Nechbal to his health. You can't restore the Nechbal to his health if he's not alive anymore. So then the chiyuv is paka, it'll just disintegrate. But if we understand like this approach, because of Rav, so it turns out that there is a chiyuv mamon, even by ripui, there is a chiyuv mamon. It's just because it's earmarked, because it's designated for a specific purpose, it's not going to transfer to the adam. But in the regular case of chavola, not avod, in the regular case of chavola, where the nechbal is damaged, and then he dies before he's able to be restored to his health, Efshim and Kenzogin, that mamon will taka go to the yarshim, because there is a schus mamon. The nechbal has a schus mamon, it's just that the mamon is earmarked for a purpose. So in a regular case of chavola, it's not such a nafkamina, who it doesn't matter. By Evid is a big nafkamina, because it's not going to go to the adam. But in a regular case, it doesn't really matter. But I'll tell you where it matters. The nafkamina will be meis on nechbal. Meis on nechbal, if it's a schus mamon, the taka, it will go to the yarshim. It will go to the yarshim, because it is a schus mamon. I know what you want to ask, but it can't be earmarked anymore. He's not gonna get better. What's the answer to that kasha? Why is it earmarked? What does the Gemara of Bava Kama say? It's earmarked because the Chovel has a taina that he could say he doesn't want to be called a Shar Mazik, right? So is he going to be called a Shar Mazik if the Nechbal passes away? He's not going to be called a Shar Mazik anymore. So that earmarking, right? The fact, it's a Chus Mama. The Torah earmarks it for the refuah of the Nechbal, because that's like a chus of the chovel, but if the nechbal passes away and there's no concern that the people are going to look askance at the chovel, so then it still remains a chus mamon. So that money belongs to the yarshim. The yarshim deserve that money. It's only if the chovel is going to be called a shara mazik that there's a taina that it has to be used for a purpose. But once it doesn't have to be used for that purpose, there is a schus mamon over here. It remains a schus mamon, and the yoshim will be able to be zoch in that moment. According to this approach, the kasha that we asked about omer doesn't even exist. The whole thing never began. Now, we had an approach. Rabbi Chanan said his pshat that the chiv of ripui is not really a schus mamon b'chalal, so then we were bothered with the Gemara. Gemara Baba Kama, what's Omed? It's all a chi of ripui. So how can you say that there still is some kind of a chi of even after the first 3 days? But if you take the second approach, right, if you say the Birkas Avraham's approach, that really there is this chus mamon, there really is this chus mamon, just this chus mamon is earmarked, so that's why it's not going to transfer to the Adam. It's the whole kasha never began. There's really a schus mamon, and the omed is not a takana de rabbanon. The omed is that it just makes sense to estimate, right? To estimate what has to be paid, right? To estimate what has to be paid. It's really a schus mamon. It's really a schus mamon, and the schus mamon is that the nechbal. Now, I guess you would still say it's a takana de rabbanon to do the omid. Yeah, it is a takana de rabbanon to do the omid. So what's the difference? It's still a schus mamon, right? It comes down to the fact. See, before we said that omid is a nuchi, it's a chi of mamon, a nuchi of mamon. Normally, it's not a schus mamon. So why don't we do it every day? Why don't we do it every day? It says chus mamon, but let's let the chovel have to pay every day. The chovel have to pay every day. It's a takanas chovel to have the omed. Yeah. But is that chiyuv? It's a takanas chovel to have the omed for 5 days. So it's vayter a takana d'rabbanan. Still only a takana de rabbanan, and that chiyuv mamon is earmarked for the refuah. But because it's still a schus mamon, it comes down to the same thing. That itaka is a schus mamon, but it's for the takana of the chovel.
Okay.
But there certainly is a nafkamina of meis, right? There's a big difference between the two. Meis hanechbal, according to this approach, so then the yarshim certainly would get the mamon. The Yashim would certainly get the money because there is a schusma. Okay. Questions? Okay. I think there's a third approach. Maybe Rishon. I think there might be a third approach in the Rishonim. And to get to that third approach, we have to see another Tosfos. Okay, let's go weiter. Tosfos, let's see the next Tosfos, and we'll see, maybe there'll be another approach that will emerge from that Tosfos. With Wasu Dibay, what does Tosfos say? V'hadit nan, v'perak ha'chovel, ha'chovel be'evek nani shalo potem ikulam. What is Kasha? Mishnah says, "Achovel ve'evet kenaini shalal pat mikulin." He would not talk about evet kenaini shalal. He would talk about achovel ve'evet kenaini shalacherim. Achovel ve'evet kenaini shalal pat mikulin. It's potter from paying the chamisha dvar. What's Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha is if Agamar says refuah so didehi that the refuah is needed for the evet. Right? The refuah is like a zchus for the evet to be misrape. The refuah is a schus for the eved to be misrape, and the eved should get that. It shouldn't go to the adon. So how can the adon be potter from that refuah? Right? Just like the adon is not going to get the demei refuah from Yanim, from the third party, the adon is not going to be potter from paying refuah to the eved because refuah aso didehi, the boy yitzuyeve. That's the kash of Tosfos. Maishna, a case where a third party is mazik the eved knani, is chovel eved knani, from a case where the adon is chovel his own eved knani. He should be chayev to pay the refuah. Maybe he's potter from nezek, potter from tzar, sheves, boshin, whatever, but not from ripui. Yesh lachalik, zot tois, is the avagav, the keshachoval, bo acher, no sin refu aso, le eved. Even though chaval bo acher, the eved gets the refuah, meaning for the first 3 days. Hu shechaval ba'avdo lo mechayev. But if he's chaval in his own eved k'nani, he's not going to be chayev. Meaning, what's Tosfos saying in the first pshat? Maybe there's a chilek between someone who's chaval ba'eved k'nani shel chaveiro and an other who's chaval ba'eved k'nani shel atzmo. That's what Tosfos says in the first day. Let's leave it for a moment. Inami the Ovid Lay Sama Kharifa, the potter minamosa kida amit. The other pshat in Achovel Bebeknani Shalom, potter mikulam, means he's potter from what? He's potter from the first 3 days? No, refuaso today. Means he's potter from the last 2 days. Right? Just like the Odon would be Zoche in the last 2 days if someone else is Chovel Bebeknani Shalom. So too, he himself would be potter if he's chovel be'evek k'nani shel atzmo. Right? So the second teretz of Tosfos is basically saying that the Mishnah Bava Kama is telling us the same chiddush as our Gemara over here. Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah Bava Kama, it's the same thing. Of course, refuasu didehi, for the first 3 days, there's no question that the Ebek K'nani is zoche in that refuah. The chiddush is that after that, right, after, if he's takes the Sama Harifa, and the Eved Knani is able to be healed in less than 5 days, so the Eved isn't Zoche in the extra. Right? The Eved isn't Zoche in the extra. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Odom gets that, and the Mishnah says that if the Odom was Chovel in his own Eved Knani, he gets to keep it. Right? He doesn't have to pay it. He doesn't have to pay it, or the Odom gets it from someone else. This is the same thing. Right? But we're only talking about the extra days, we're not talking about the first 3 days. So the second teretz in Tosfos I get, it's the same as our Gemara. In fact, the Shaila is, what's our Gemara Mechadish? Rabbi Yochanan saying the same thing as the Gemara in Mishnah Bava Kama. It's interesting. Not for now. But basically, the second teretz of the Gemara is that there's no difference between Chovel Be'evek K'nani Shal Atzmo or Chovel Be'evek K'nani Shal Achei. But what's the first teretz in Tosfos? Well, what's Tosfos saying the first day? In the first day, Tosfos is saying a chilek. Tosfos is saying Chovel be'evek k'nani shel atzmo potter mikula. He'd be potter from demei ripui even for the first 3 days. He doesn't have to be merape the eved. Right? Our Gemara says what? Chovel be'evek k'nani shel acherim. The first 3 days belong to the eved. Refuaso didehi. The Mishnah Bava Kama says Chovel be'evek k'nani shel atzmo potter mikula. Zok Tosfos is a fundamental difference. He's chovel be'evek k'nani shel atzmo. Then he's taka potter, even for the refuah of the first 3 days. What's going on over here? What's Tosfos saying? What's the svar? What's the svar to say that he should be potter completely? Well, what's the chiluk between the two? What's the chiluk between the two? So one way to look at Tosfos is to say that maybe Tosfos holds that chova be'ever k'nani shal atzmo. Maybe there's no issa chavala bechlo. Maybe he didn't do anything wrong. Doesn't sound like that, but doesn't sound like he did nothing wrong. I mean, he did up the ever k'nani. The ever k'nani is chayav mitzvos ki isha. But maybe the Adon didn't violate any issa chavala. Why would I assume that? Why would I assume that an Adon who beats up his Eved doesn't violate any issa chavala? Well, but that's the relationship, right? The Avdus relationship is that the Adon wants to get the Eved Kanani to do work for him. The Eved Kanani is Meshuva to the Adon. It's Efshem and Kenzoga. Maybe you could say that the Adon's allowed to beat up the Eved. Allowed to beat up the Eved in order to get what he needs. He needs him to work. He needs him to work. The Emes, this is a Machlokas HaRishonim. Is it mutter for an Adon to be chovel in his Eved Kanani? Is it mutter for an Adon to be chovel in his Eved Kanani? Rashi and Av Chafala from the base writes, and this is on the Mishnah and Av Yotesam and Aleph. Maybe we'll get to some of these sugyas in June. Oh, we're going to talk about June. We should talk about June. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about June. They sent me an email that they want to know what the Rebbeim are learning in June. It's not even Pesach yet. They want to know about June. It's unbelievable. Maybe we should decide what we're learning, you know, next year. Who's thinking about June? I'm still thinking about the 3 weeks after Pesach. But okay. But I was thinking, maybe we'll do the second parak, part of the second parak. So much lumpness. I don't even know what, I'm not sure which parak to choose. Which part of Gittin should we do? First, we have to determine who's going to be here in June. Well, that's determined already, right? The whole shoe's going to be. We'll talk. So, the Mishnah. And Dr. Yates, that's supposed to be so humorous before Pesach. Okay, it's a serious time. The Mishnah of Dr. Yates says, Al HaKol Kosvin, Al HaOlo Shel Zayis, Di Al HaKeren Shel Par, V'Nosin Lo Esa Par, Al Yad Shel Eved, V'Nosin Lo Esa Eved. You can write a get on anything. You can write on an Ola Shel Zayis, Ola Shel Zayis. That was the Chiddush. Even though it's not worth anything, right? It's not worth anything. You can still write on the Ola Shel Zayis, but how can you do that? Right? What's the Chiddush? What's that a raya for? What? Sina, Rafi, Gevaldik. Right? Even if there's no Hakna, you're not going to be Mak the Papas Mishav Akuta. The Sina. So it's very good. So then the Mishnah says that you can write the get on Yad Shel Eved, the Nosin Lo Esa Eved. Nosin Lo Esa Eved. So the Gemara says in the Vishlom, Yad the Eved, Lo Efshel Miktiye, you can't cut off the yad of the Eved. Ela Karen Shel Pora Liktiye Veleis Vela. Why does it say Karen? Write it on Karen Shel Pora, the Nosin Lo Esa Pora. What are you giving her the Pora for? Just cut off the Karen. On my crow, because of an asan law, Misha ain't a machusa, like Siva Nasini, Yatsuzation, Machusa, Siva, Ktitsa, Unasina. We've seen this drasha, right? Right? That it can't be machusa, Ktitsa. Can't be machusa, Ktitsa. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So what does the Gemara say initially? The Bishlam, a yad the Eved, you can't be kotzitz the yad of the Eved. Why can't you be kotzitz the yad of the Eved? Sounds like a mud nakasha, right? You think you can be kotzitz the yad of an Eved, right? Okay, he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, but you know. So Rashi says it's not just that it doesn't sit well with you, but halachically maybe there's a problem. He says the shayach b'mitzvus ve'enu rashoi lach bolbo m'chavol bo yotze l'cheres b'roshi evarim. So the second part of Rashi is true according to everyone, right? The fact is, if you cut off the hand of the eved, he's not going to be an eved anymore. It's not going to be your eved. He goes out l'cheres, right? He goes out l'cheres. That's for sure true. But Rashi starts off by saying that Eino Rashoi Lachbobo. Sounds like Osir Lachbobo. So of course, you're not going to cut off the hand of the Eved. Sounds like there's a real Issa to be Chovel Ba'avdom. There's a real Issa to be Chovel Ba'avdom. I mean, you could just say that, you know, there's an Issa of Tzar Balechayim. You know, even if there's no Issa Chavola, there's an Issa of Tzar Balechayim. It's not mutter to do that. You can't have Tzar Balechayim on a behemoth, and certainly on an Eved. Eved Kanani, you wouldn't be able to be chavala. But Rashi seems to say it's also lachvol. It's an issa chavala. It's an issa chavala in the Eved Kanani. Yes.
Is it mashma that you can cut up
a hand of a guy? I think Tzar Balechayim would apply to a guy, no?
He didn't say anything about
Tzar
Balechayim,
though.
That's not the issue.
Yeah, no. Not sure. I don't. I don't do it. Okay. Comes the Rambam, Milchas Rotzeach. The Rambam Milchas Rotzeach, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam writes, Ma bein avdo le'eved acherim, she'avdo yesh lo reshus la'kosam. It's mutter to hit an eved. It's mutter to hit the eved. Lefikach emiko ha'kos she'esh ba kedei lo'homis, v'noto lo'mos v'omar esim v'arba shos, v'arakach meis, lo'hoye nera golov, avo bishameis machmas ha'maka, sh'nema lo yukam kichas behu. Umahu yomo yomayim yom shu ki yomayim shu shumeis lo'im. The Rambam is referring to a pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. Rambam says that what's the lashon? The ishkiyake es avdo or es amaso vashevet tumeis tachas yado nokom yinokim achim yomo yomayim yamod lo yukam kichas behu, something like that. Did you have a chumash? I think that's the lashon, right? Ishkiyake es avdo es amaso vashevet tumeis tachas yado nokom yinokim. If he kills the eved or the shivcha, right? If they die besoch yomo yomayim besoch meis laes nokom yinokim, then he's put to death. Achim yomo yomayim yamod lo yukam kichas bohu. But if they last yomo yomayim, which the Rambam explains meis laes, that means 24 hours. So then he's not gonna be killed. Why? So Rashi explains that it's understood that you're allowed to hit your eved. You have to get him to do what he's supposed to do. Right? So you can hit him by shevet. You can't hit him with a sword. You can't hit him, with something that's not normal to hit the eved with. But you can hit him by shevet. You can hit him with a stick to get him to work. It's mutter to hit the eved. Right? So that's why if he lasts yomo yomayim, so it shows that you didn't hit him a makas sheyesh bo kedei lahamis. You didn't hit him too much. So then lo you come. Then he's not going to be put to death. He's not nera golov. Not Naragolam. From the Loshu of the Rambam, it's mashma that the reason why the Adon is not going to be killed if he hits the Eved in a way that the Eved lasts Yomo Yomayim is because Yesh Rishus Lahakos is Avdom. It's mutter to hit the Eved. It sounds like it's mutter to be Chovel Ba'Avdom. It's mutter to be Chovel Ba'Avdom. It's mutter to be Chovel Ba'Avdom. Maybe the Rambam would say you can't cut off his arm. It's a little different. But it's mutter to be chov ba'avdo. That's a reasonable thing, right? It's not reasonable to call off his own. It's reasonable to beat up the eved to make sure that he works properly. Reasonable to beat up the eved. So we find this. It could be there's a machlokas or rishonim. Rashi and the Rambam seem to argue: is it osa lachov ba'avdo or is it mutter lachov ba'avdo? Can a person beat up his eved, or is he not allowed to beat up his eved? According to the Rambam, maybe it's mutter to be makas avdo. Maybe it's mutter to be chovel ba'avdo. Maybe it's mutter to be chovel ba'avdo. That's how the Pnei Yeshua, Bava Kama on Daf Pei Zayin, explains the Rambam. The Pnei Yeshua suggests that according to the Rambam, maybe it's mutter to be makas avdo. And he says maybe that's how the Rambam learns Pshat in the Mishnah. That chaval be'eved shel atzmo is pater mikulam. Why is the adon pater? Why is the adon pater? The adon is pater because there's no issa chavala. There's no issa mazik. There's no chiyav tashlumin. How can you be chiyav tashlumin for something that's mutter to do? Dr. Pnei Yeshua, the Rambam holds it's mutter to be chaval ba'avdo. So if it's mutter to be chaval ba'avdo, so then of course there's nothing to talk about. Mutter to be chaval ba'avdo. So then there's no chiyav tashlumin. That's why he's taka going to be pater mikulam. That's why he'll be pater mikulam. So one could say that that's mamish what our Tosfos is mistakeh. The 2 days in Tosfos, right? The first day in Tosfos is saying that chovel be'eved k'nayni shalo is pater from the meripu. He's pater mikulam. Even refuah he's pater from. Pater in gansen. Why is he pater in gansen? Well, if there's no iser chavala. If there's no issa chavala, then there's no chiyuv tashlumin. So maybe the first day I hold there's no issa chavala be'eved k'nayni shalom. There's no issa chavala be'eved k'nayni shalom. So then there's no chiyuv tashlumin either. The second day would say no. The second day would say, of course there's an issa chavala. Of course there's a chavala. There would be a chiyuv tashlumin. Refuah, so didei, though, tells me that refuah somehow is different. So for the first 3 days, maybe he needs it for the refuah. Then of course there's a chiyuv on the adam to pay the may refuah. But for the last two days, then the adam is going to be part of it. Just like over here, the adam gets the payment from others. So too, the adam is going to be part of for the last 2 days. But really, there is a chiyuv tashlum because there is an issa chavol. The first day in Tosis holds like the Rambam that there's no issa chavol of every kenani shalom. So there's no ischaval, there's no chiyuv tashlumin. There's nothing. There's no chiyuv tashlumin for anything, for any of the chamisha dvar. Rafu included. So even for the first 3 days, the adon is not mechuyev. The adon is not mechuyev to be merape the eved. But the second day in Tosis holds that there is an ischaval. The second day in Tosis is assuming like Rashi that there is an ischaval. If there is an ischaval, So then the adon is going to be mechuyev to pay. It's just for the last 2 days. So then he's going to be pata because that chus mamon is going to go to him. This could be the simple pshat in the 2 days in Tosfos by us. This could be the simple pshat. How many saw Tosfos in Bava Kamma on Daf Pei Zayin? How many talmidim? You didn't see the Tosfos. Not sure how much we should push in over here. I want you to see it first. What are we going to do? What do you think? We should do? Are you with me till now? Are you with me till now? I see there's a lot. There's not a bathroom over here. You know, the cafeteria didn't serve such good food for lunch. No, I mean we could finish. If you give me 10 minutes, we could finish. I just don't want to push it. I don't want to push it if you're not going to follow me. There's no toilets to that. If you want, we could do the first 20 minutes or so of tomorrow. We could finish up, and then I could do in Yone Pesach. It's up to you. It's up to you. What do you think we should do? If by pushing it you're not going to follow what I'm talking about, then it's not going to help. It's not going to help. But if you're willing to stay for 10 minutes, so then we'll finish in 10 minutes, and then. Okay, let me share with you a Tosis in Bava Kamma. Okay, I think it'll be better. It'll be better if we're doing Yonah Pesach tonight. Let me share with you a Tosis in Bava Kamma. It's mamish five words. Five words. Okay, five words. Tosis in Bava Kamma in the beginning says the same as our second day in Tosis, but then he's bothered with the Kasha. He comes around to saying something similar to the first day in Tosis, but the Loshen is a little mud. What does Tosis say? Let me share with you this line of Tosis. Tosfos says, "Okay, nirish yesh lechalik bein acherim chovlin bo bein leharava atzmo chovlin bo." Okay, nirish lechalik bein acherim chovlin bo lebein harav shechoval bo baatzmo. What does that sound like? It sounds like our Tosfos, mamish. The first day in Tosfos, exactly the same, right? The kasha was adon shechoval be'eved knani shelo is part of the kulan. Over here, if was a didehi, the first 3 days is chayiv. So maishna zemizeh, right? So comes Tosfos and says, no, there's a difference. Adon shechoval ba'atzmo be'eved knani shelo, that's different. He's part of the kulan. Someone else is chaval bo, so then he's going to be chayiv. That's what Tosfos says, right? Mamish the zel bazach. What's Konigsberg hacking me for? Right? It's mamish the same. Al kein nirish yesh lechayiv ben achem chaval bo bein laharav atzmo chaval bo. That's it, right?
Wrong.
Three more words. Shekfar zocha bakol. Shekfar zocha bakol. That's what Tosfos says, okay? Even if you haven't seen the Tosfos, it's right here. Shekfar zocha bakol. Vos meintos. What do those words mean? Is Tosfos saying a third shita? He's saying the same as our Tosfos, a chilek between the Adon who's chovel and his own Eved Kenani and a third party who's chovel in the Eved Kenani. But what's pshat? We said pshat in the first day in Tosfos as well. Why is it different if the Adon is chovel in his own Eved Kenani? Why? Help me. Why is it different if the Adon is chovel in his own Eved Kenani? Because he's no chai. Because there's no issue to begin with. So there's no chiyuv tashlumin either, right? That's not what Tosfos just said. Tosfos shekfar zocha bakol. What does shekfar zocha bakol mean? What do you think it means? Mashakana Eved Kana Rabba. And isn't that what it sounds like? Shekfar zocha bakol. The Adon is zoche in all of the monetary zechuyos of the Eved. Right? Isn't he saying something different than our Tosfos? So comes the Bach and says, no, they're saying the same thing. The Bach puts the two of them together. The Bach understands our Torah is not the way I just explained to you. Not based on the Rambam. That the first day in Tosfos holds that there's no Issa Chavola be'Eved Kana Yishal Atzmo. No, there isn't Issa Chavola. There's a Chiyuv Tashlumin. But Mashakana Eved Kana Rabo tells me Kfar Zocha Bakol that the Adon is Zocha. The Adon is Zocha in the Demei Ripui. Zocha in the Demei Ripui. Rifu Asu Didei. I thought the Gemara said Rifu Asu Didei. What is Tosfos Bava Kama Misha Kfar Zocha Bakol? Efshemen can zog, and maybe the pshat is like this. Tosfos in Bava Kama assumes, what does that mean, Rifu Asu Didehi? What does it mean? Right? So he said, the Gemara Bava Kama, right? The Gemara Bava Kama says that there's a schus for the chobel to say, I want you to use this domen as a refuah. Right? There's a schus mamon, let's say there's a schus mamon for the nechbal. But the Chovel can say, I want you to use it for the refuah because I don't want to be called a Shara Mazik. Right? What kind of a halacha is that? Right? Does that mean, like the Birkas Avam says, that the Chi of Mammon, the Schus Mammon is earmarked? Is that really what it means? That the Schus Mammon is earmarked? Or does that Gemara Bava Kama mean that the Chovel has a timing? There is a schus mamon for the nechbal, but the chovel has a taina that he wants it to be used for a certain purpose. The chovel has a taina. Not that it's automatically earmarked, but the chovel has a taina. If it's all based on the chovel's taina, so then if the adon is the one who was chovel, so he might say, I don't care about that taina. Meaning, if we're talking about a regular chovel and nechbal, so Reuven is chovel and Shimon. So Reuven can say, it's true that the Nechbal has a schus mamon, right? But I don't want to pay him the money. I don't want him to pay him the money if he's going to use the money. I'm just going to give him the money and then he's going to run off with the money. So then I'll lose my money and then they'll call me a Shara Mazik. I'll be out my money and I'll have a bad reputation to boot. Right? So the Chovel has a taina to say, I want this money to be used dafka for the refuah because I don't want to be viewed as a bad guy. I don't want to lose my money and be viewed as a bad guy. But if we're talking about the Adon being Chovel in Eved Kana Yishal Atzmo, where if he does pay the money to the Eved, where's that money going to go? Back to himself. It's going to go from one pocket to the other. If we're talking about the Adon was the one who was Chovel in the Eved Kana Yishal Atzmo, then the Odom can say, I don't care that I'll be called the Shara Mazik. I'd rather not lose my money. So the Kfar Zocha Bakol, maybe that's what Tosis is saying. If the Odom was Chovel be'Eved Kana Yishal Atzmo, so now he can say, I don't care about that Taina. Right? I don't care to be called the Shara Mazik. I'd rather not lose my money. I'm going to pay $2,000 to have the refuah of the Eved Kana Yishal. Maybe he doesn't want to pay that money. So he's entitled to say, I want the money instead. If we're talking about that the Chovel is a different party, the Chovel's not going to be zochin the money, right? The Nechbal's going to get the money, right? So if the Nechbal's going to get the money, then the Chovel has this taina. I don't want to be out my money and be called a Sharmazik. But the Adon can say, I'd rather not lose the money. I'd rather be called a Sharmazik and not lose the money. So maybe that's what Tosfos and Bava Kama has in mind. That really... the Adon, right? The Adon does have a chiyuv of it. There is an issa chavala in his Eved, and the Adon does have a chiyuv to pay the Eved. But Mashakana Eved Kana Rabo tells me Kfar Zocha Bakol, the Adon has been zocha in that money. Aye, but we just said Refu Asu Didei, the Dmei Refua is a chus mama that has to be earmarked dafka for the Refua. No, it only has to be earmarked dafka for the Refua because that's the taina of the Chovel. The Chovel has a right to say, I want it to be used dafka for the Refua of the Nechbal so that I'm not going to get a bad reputation. They won't call me a Shara Mazik. But if we're talking about the Adon himself, the Adon could say, I'd rather not be out the money. The regular Chovel is going to be out the money anyway, right? He's not going to get the money back. So if he pays the money, he's not going to get the money back. The Adon can say, I'd rather pay the money to the Eved and get the money back. I'd rather be Zocha in the money back. Even if I'll be called a Shah Mazik, I'll be called a Shah Mazik. Right? So Dafka, if the Adon is Chovah be'Eved K'nayni Shalom, he's part of me, Kulon Shek Farzacha Bakol, Farzacha Bakol. Aye, but we said that it's a Zchus Mama that has to be earmarked Dafka for the Refuah. No, it has to be earmarked only because the Chovah will say, I don't want to be out the money, and still the guy is not going to be Merabi himself. But if he won't be out the money, because he'll be Zoch in it b'chazara, like by the Adon, so then he's entitled to say, I'd rather be Zoch in the money. And even if this person is not going to be cured, so he's not going to be cured, but at least I'll be Zoch in my money. So this is like a nuance of a third shot. Right? The first shot we gave is that the Chi of Refuah, the Chi of Ripui, is just to restore the health of the Nechta. The second shot is, no, it's not just, it's a Zchus Mama. It's just a Zchus Mama that's earmarked to be Merakid the Nechta. The third pshat is that it's a zchus mamon that's subject to the taina of the chovel. There's a zchus taina that the chovel has that he can say, I don't want to be called a shor mazik and be out my money too. Right? I'm not going to pay the money if you're not going to heal yourself, because then I'll be called a shor mazik and I'm going to be out and I'm going to be out my money. I'll be mafsid the money also. But if we're talking about a situation where he won't be mafsid the money, like by the case of the other, that if he does pay the money to the evidence, it's just going to come right back to him, then he has a taina to say, I want the money back. I don't care. So I'll be called a Shah Mazik, but I'd rather not lose my money. But that could be a third approach to what the Chiyuv of Ripui is all about. Okay, we'll stop here. And tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll do something related to it.